Literature reviews. The IP is expected to be a subject matter expert in the facility regarding the current literature on hospital epidemiology. Conducting literature reviews is a key method for maintaining and advancing one's expertise in any given field. In terms of healthcare and IPC, many articles and reports are published by a number of reputable publishers. These reports can take the form of outbreak investigation summaries, cohort studies, systematic reviews, and more. A literature review can help identify additional avenues of investigation, highlight best practices, and present suggestions for how to address a situation confronting an IP. When conducting a literature review, an IP must be able to critically evaluate all kinds of published research. This allows the IP to appropriately assign value to the author's conclusions in any given paper, which is an important component of effectively translating research findings into clinical practice. Improved safety and patient care can be accomplished through the application of research findings and by providing patients with evidence-based IPC practices. For these reasons, it is important to understand the basic structure of typical published research papers before beginning the literature review process. Papers typically have the following sections. Abstract. This section is a summary of the purposes of the study and its methods, main findings, and conclusions. Introduction. This section presents the justification for and purpose of the research in the context of the existing problem and its relationship to other current research. Materials and methods. This section describes the study population, inclusion criteria, and methods used to determine the sample and data analysis. Methods used for biological measures should be clearly stated. Results. This section should directly address the research questions posed in the introduction. Data are presented narratively and summarized in tables and figures. Discussion. This section includes interpretation of the major findings of the study, a statement of study limitations, and suggestions for applications of the findings and future research. When analyzing published articles and studies, it is also important to understand the basic steps used to conduct the research in order to better evaluate the quality of these studies. The preferred reporting items for systematic reviews and meta-analysis statement describes the following steps. The questions below that assess each component have been adapted from the statement. Research question. Does the paper have a clearly defined and focused research question? Protocol. Did the researchers develop and adhere to an explicit review methodology? Literature search. Did the researchers comprehensively search bibliographic databases, identify relevant unpublished studies, review reference lists, and consult experts in the field? Study selection. Did the researchers use predetermined inclusion and exclusion criteria to select studies that address the research question? Quality assessment. Did the researchers use a scale to evaluate the quality of the included studies? Data abstraction. Were multiple reviewers enlisted to abstract essential data in order to ensure accuracy and limit bias? Analysis. Do the meta-analyses in the paper use statistical methods to generate a summary estimate and assess heterogeneity and publication bias? Interpretation. Does the paper provide the results of the review in a clinical practice context? Because many published articles are for single studies, it is important that an IP is also able to critically appraise all kinds of articles, both individually and in the context of other articles and evidence. This might require synthesizing the results and findings from a number of different articles in order to identify points of commonality or shared conclusions related to IPC procedures and policies. Translating evidence into practice. Even when new evidence-based research findings are available, barriers exist to translating those findings into practice. This can result in gaps between research evidence and clinical practice. The IP may, therefore, need to interpret the evidence that such studies yield so it can be effectively translated into clinical practice. Implementation science is defined as methods used to promote the use of evidence-based practices to improve healthcare quality. This involves translating clinical research findings and evidence-based practices into routine care processes to improve patient care and health outcomes. Translational research is interdisciplinary. It requires expertise in multiple areas such as basic science, clinical practice, IPC, and epidemiology. It also involves multiple skill sets, including the ability to differentiate between study designs, evaluate the statistical results, identify the interventions with the greatest benefits, communicate the findings, coordinate processes to facilitate the adoption of relevant findings, determine barriers to successful implementation, and innovate approaches for removing barriers. The basic process follows these steps. First, determine the health application of study results. Second, apply evidence-based guidelines to the interventions being considered in order to assess their effectiveness and efficiency. Third, develop and implement policies, procedures, or safety culture changes to bring the study results into health practice. And fourth, assess the population impact and close the loop by evaluating the real-world health outcomes of the evidence-based guidelines at the population level. After identifying evidence-based findings that they want to incorporate into their facility's practices and processes, via their literature review, for example, the IP needs to draw on a number of implementation strategies that can be applied to their IPC program. Incorporate new practices. Institute a pilot program to test out newly discovered processes and practices before rolling them out across the facility. Example, use of a new fluorescent marker to assess cleaning and disinfection practices. Evaluation. Conduct audits and feedback sessions for any pilot programs or other process tests in order to discover whether the new practices are appropriate or whether they need to be tailored to the facility and staff's existing processes and responsibilities. Education. As with many aspects of IPC, incorporating new findings into staff education and training programs is a strong strategy for disseminating evidence-based information to those who are in a position to put it into practice. In performance improvement and implementation science, infection prevention competencies for current and future role development, Marilyn Hanchett states that implementation science differs from QAPI in several key ways, which are summarized in Exhibit 3-31. Exhibit 3-31, QAPI versus implementation science. Source, Marilyn Hanchett, Performance Improvement and Implementation Science, Infection Prevention Competencies for Current and Future Role Development, American Journal of Infection Control 40, 2012, 304-8.